More signs now that whatever the resistance from Congress, the Obama presidency intends to leave a legacy that will anticipate some of the consequences of climate change long after the president leaves office. Today, the White House announces new initiatives to address natural disasters that have been linked to climate change, everything from coastal flooding to storm surges to protecting areas prone to landslides, regions that experience rough drought conditions. The Department of Agriculture also will provide more than $236 million to make the electrical grid in rural areas of eight states less vulnerable to severe weather events. Joining us now, Jack Cushman, contributing editor to Inside Climate News. Jack, welcome to The Takeaway.
I'm happy to be here, John.
Can this be set up as a kind of, reversible infrastructure to deal with climate change long after the administration leaves office without congressional action? This seems to be definitely putting in place some steps to anticipate the consequences of climate change, whatever Congress thinks.
Right. Well, of course, all government spending ultimately has to be approved by Congress. But the administration is playing to its own advantage right now. There are negotiations on a rather urgent timetable over the next 18 months to try to reach a global, all-encompassing climate change treaty. And there is not much interest in Congress, particularly among Republicans in Congress, to tackling climate change in that way. So the administration has turned the tables a bit and decided to emphasize those things which we must do now anyway in order to brace for the climate change that's already upon us. Their line nowadays is climate change is real, it's here, and the longer we delay doing something about it, the more expensive it's going to be. And the kinds of programs that they're talking about, such as spending to make sure that the electricity grid is robust in times of severe weather events, these tend to be popular programs, and I wouldn't think that they would get that much resistance.
So, Jack Cushman, this is really a strategic issue in the sense that the administration is forgetting about climate change as the message here and conflating it into disaster preparedness.
I wouldn't say that they're forgetting about it. They're very mindful of the need to do something about climate change. But now that climate change is more manifestly upon us, it is advantageous to keep it on the agenda by putting forward proposals that address the immediate needs, the needs stemming from events, you know, as big as Hurricane Sandy or as small as the intense rainfall that we experienced here in New York yesterday. These things can't be ignored, and the longer you put them off, the more expensive they become.
But your message really is that disaster preparedness goes down politically much better than any sort of dispute over climate change, and that's really what the administration is taking advantage of here.
A lot of people feel that we as human beings are more readily able to take actions to threats that we see as imminent instead of threats that we can quite easily recognize but that are not going to be felt for another generation or two.
How much of this is already built into FEMA regulations and the responsibilities that the federal government typically takes on in areas like flooding and storm surges?
Right. Well, some of these programs are, in fact, entitlement programs that if your crops fail or your home is flooded or you lose your job, government programs will kick in automatically. But there are a lot of these programs that are more a part of smart governing, of taking the right steps at the right time. And here, the administration has been listening very carefully to state and local governments, where there is a lot of recognition in a lot of places and a lot of enthusiasm for stepping forward and taking a penny-wise approach to putting in place the adaptation that is available to us now and that we just know is going to be needed in the future.
Aside from crop failure laws, which have been built into the system for quite some time now, is drought an outlier? Does the administration have to come up with new programs to remediate drought for residences and people who have water problems?
No, droughts have been coming and going, and there are many programs available. So it's really a matter of taking advantage of the programs that are already available. And in many ways, the administration has an enormous toolkit, and these are real measures that they're taking, but they're not the kind of big, grandiose, or long-term effort that's needed to actually get to the root of the problem. We must adapt to climate change, but we also must do what we can to head it off.
Jack Cushman, thanks so much, contributing editor to Inside Climate News.